USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should be able to pass the USMCA trade agreement by the end of the week.
That'll be good news for the Senate and for the country.
The Kentucky Republican speaking after the monthly Republican luncheon. The Senate impeachment trial will likely start 1 week from today. Both sides are still wanting witnesses, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is slamming Senator McConnell after earlier backing a resolution that would allow for the case against President Trump to be dismissed. Regarding how the president will come out of this, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes...
It's frustrated. He didn't think he did anything wrong, but I told him there's a process. You'll come out of this thing politically stronger. I hate that you had to go through it, but I feel very confident he will be acquitted in the end.
Graham speaking on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
A car maker announces a huge vehicle recall, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Toyota recalling 700,000 vehicles in the United States. It says fuel pumps can fail, causing engines to stall and increase the risk of a crash. Multiple Toyota and Lexus models from 2018 and 2019 are subject to the recall. They include the Toyota 4Runner, the Camry, Corollas, Avalon Highlanders, Sequoia, Land Cruiser, Tundras, Tacoma, and Sienna, the Lexus LS500, the LC500, and ES350, also part of that recall. Toyota is still developing a repair plan, as owners will be notified by mail by mid-March if their vehicle is part of it.
The NSA is notifying Microsoft of a flaw in its Windows operating system. Microsoft is expected to patch the flaw on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sitting on hold over the phone waiting to talk to a customer service representative might be a thing of the past. Consumer Reports says social media is a powerful way to get results quickly if you want to speak directly to a company. Now, I had a chance to catch up with David Meerman Scott. He's author of a book titled Fanocracy, Turning Fans into Customers and Customers into Fans. And one of the things we discuss is how sometimes though people will go on social media and will only use it to complain at a company versus also going on there sometimes to say when a company does a good job, giving them a shout out.
It really is just another great example of this idea I think the pendulum has swung too far in the direction of superficial social media at a time we're hungry for true human connections. So when you can engage with people on a human basis, hey, thanks for helping me out. Great job. That's really powerful stuff. And I find it interesting that a lot of companies don't respond when somebody praises them. And that's a huge mistake. If you want to build fans, you should always engage with your customers, especially when they're praising you.
And finally, as Democrats debate in Iowa, President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in downtown Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.